T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the shows Gordon Ramsay's the host of is MasterChef tonight on Fox. It's grand finale, and there's a San Diegan involved. You all know MasterChef.
I don't know where you are. I've asked for 2 medium. Is that medium?
No, chef, that's rare.
That's rare. What's that one there?
Quite rare.
Oh, God.
I got a chef.
Sarah Faraday is a former Army interrogator, so she's a veteran, San Diego resident, and tonight competing to be the Master Chef on Master Chef Fox, hosted, of course, by Gordon Ramsay. It's a dieter's worst nightmare because Chef Sarah also brought us delicious food this morning.
So this food looks beautiful, and you just told me what?
So I actually made this for Alicia Keys when she was house shopping. We know she's a new resident here in San Diego.
Okay.
So, you know, they wanted a whole experience for her when she was house shopping, so I made them breakfast, and this is what I made.
So when she goes house shopping, she has a catered breakfast beforehand?
Yeah.
I'm doing it all wrong.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, my God. So, Chef, it's wonderful to meet you. Do we call you, what do we call you? Do we call you Chef? Do we call you Sarah? Do we call you
Sarah's
Army
great.
Interrogator? What would you prefer?
Sarah's great. That's perfect.
You're done with your military career.
Great.
Obviously, you're also a chef. You've been trained where?
So self-taught.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
YouTube, just the internet, cookbooks. I like to read them.
All right. And now you're on the finals of MasterChef. So you've done well self-teaching yourself.
Thank you.
Do you think your military background has anything to do with your success as a chef, as a self-taught chef?
I think that the military really taught me a lot of discipline. So I think that there is a lot of that necessary for a competition like MasterChef, because you're under such a tough like time clock.
Sure.
If people come, you know, one of the questions they asked me.
The stress is unbelievable.
Oh, it's crazy. And one of the questions that they asked me when I was auditioning is, will it like buckle you if Gordon comes in and yells at you? And I'm just thinking, like, back from being in the military.
I was
like,
going to say, that actually probably makes you do better.
I feel like at home, oddly.
I'm not sure you can answer this, but is Gordon Ramsay kind of a pansy compared to what you had to deal with in the military?
Gordon is actually pretty amazing. Like, he really plays it up on camera.
Sure.
He loves it when you're passionate and when you're doing well. He really wants you to succeed and help you. But if you're screwing up, you expect some stuff flying your way.
Don't dare start getting pissy with me. Is that clear?
Yes, Jeff.
Good. Now just shut the up.
For all right. Sure.
So we're joined by Master Chef finalist, San Diego resident, former Army interrogator Sarah Faraday. We'll find out tonight on Fox if she wins Master Chef, hosted by Gordon Ramsay. Chef, I've got one very important question.
Why in the hell you would come in on a day when I'm dieting, producer Jessica's dieting.
But I'm not yet.
I am watching Tammy dig into the most delectable piece of French toast. I'm not even a French toast guy.
Right.
I want to live on that.
So I made a French toast with a blackberry, blueberry, and port reduction sauce and fresh blueberries on top. And then for the savory plate, I made Eggs Benedict with spicy hollandaise, and then I synthesized caviar. So this caviar is actually made from balsamic vinegar.
Oh, wow.
It's not real fish caviar,
okay.
But you can...
Self-taught, by the way.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Everyone knows how to do that
right.
At home, right? Okay.
So I've tasted this sweet. What I really love about this French toast, you have the perfect blend of everything in this, because it's not too sweet, but it's sweet enough.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Perfect.
Thank
so
you.
Now I'm going to try...
The Eggs Benedict with the synthesized caviar, the spicy hollandaise, smoked salmon. I do enjoy watching people eat great food while I'm dieting. Is that weird, Sarah? Does that make me a weirdo?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, we all watch cooking shows. We're watching people
right?
eat, and
you're
you're watching Gordon taste the food. And
I'm sorry, I'm staring at Tammy as I'm talking to you. It's so rude.
I'm so sorry.
She's eating the Eggs Benedict. Three kids.
Are you okay?
Tammy.
We got a mess going on.
Can we
here.
Give Tammy a napkin, please, or a bib, or a trough, or something
wow.
to catch that food in?
Wow.
That good, huh?
Yeah.
Will she win MasterChef tonight, Tammy?
Well, it, with this, with how she had to bring it here and how she had to make it, I say 100%.
Okay. Sarah, is it weird for you to not have people screaming in your face right now as you're presenting your food or judging you?
It's a little bit nice. It's definitely a nice change of pace.
It's great to have you here. Again, regardless of what happens tonight, your whole story is very fascinating. Three kids, military couple. Professional chef, right. Perhaps a master chef. I mean, this is kind of a crazy time in your life. We'd like to keep, you know, okay, let's just say it. Latch onto your fame.
Yeah.
So, would you come back in all seriousness?
I would love to come back. I'm a huge fan of both of you. I listen to you in the mornings, and I'm a huge country music fan, so.
Thank you. Absolutely. That's awesome. We appreciate that.
Sarah Faraday, nice to meet you. Possible master chef tonight again on Fox, hosted by Gordon Ramsay. We'll see if she wins the whole thing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Look at you. You didn't spare a crumb. It's gone. Did you lick the plate?
It was delicious.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.